Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Injury-wise, Jared Valdir cracked his ankle, and he'll go on IR. Earl Watford has a high ankle sprain, and don't know how much loss of time that'll be, so we'll have to reshuffle.
So even when the Cardinals win, they lose. They win the game and lose two more starters. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily and azcardinals.com. So the Cardinals are going to start their seventh different offensive line. They're going to be on their fourth different starting left tackle. If you're the head coach, how do you personally process all the injuries?
You just have to laugh and go on. You know, what's next? And get a game plan that these guys can succeed at and go win a game.
Which the Cardinals just did. As the sign said, dismember the Titans, as the Cardinals became the first team in 2 months to rush for 100 yards against the Tennessee run D, ranked number three. They averaged 4.7 yards a carry. But for now, it's going to be fifth-round rookie Will Holden at left tackle, Evan Bain back at right guard.
Goody's done a hell of a job. It's not easy to go through that many players and still be able to run the ball as effectively as we have the last couple of weeks.
It's just big for us to, you know, be a balanced team, you know, honestly. You know, I feel like, you know, being able to run the ball is huge because, you know, it affects the, you know, the play-action pass.
The biggest run came on a jet sweep, 33 yards by third-round rookie receiver Chad Williams. In fact, the name of the play,
it's called 25 Blunt Sucker. Either you're a sucker or they're a sucker. So, you know, we luckily got him to look in the backfield.
Chad Williams showing off that great speed.
He dipped it and he ripped it.
He still struggles with press man-to-man as a wideout, but he's a talented young guy. And you're trying to find ways to get the ball in his hands.
Now, in defense, the Cardinals allowed just 7 points and 204 total yards. In fact, after halftime, just 10 yards rushing allowed by the Cardinals, just 10, against a team that had run for 193 the week before. So after the game, we asked Carlos Dansby, any big halftime adjustments?
No adjustments, no blackboard talk. It was just, let's go out here and, you know what I'm saying, play technique sound, game tackle, and make it one-dimensional, try to make their team one-dimensional. And that's what we did down the stretch to win the game.
We've had pretty good run defense over the last, you know, several years. So, you know, anytime we can stop teams from running the football, we know us on the back end, you know, we're going to have a chance to, you know, make some plays.
In fact, Marcus Mariota had the worst passing game of his career. He had a passer rating of 39.6. That's a career worst. He had no touchdown passes and two picks.
I dropped back and all of a sudden I turned right and literally I turned right into it. And he didn't, and from what I looked on film, he didn't see me at all because all he saw was a window that he had with a tight end out of nowhere. I ended up being in the right position at the right time.
And when the Cardinals have multiple picks in a game, they're now 21-1 under Bruce Arians. When they don't turn the ball over, they're 18-3-1 under BA. And Blaine Gabbert obviously was a big part of that. But there were also some plays left out there. So we'll leave you with this, BA's take on a QB's accuracy. And remember, Gabbert got sacked 8 times.
If you get hit that many times, you're not going to be real accurate, because you're gonna hurry to get the ball out of your hand, and you're gonna see some things which is just natural with the position. You start seeing things that aren't there. Once your eyes get off where they belong, it's hard to refocus and be accurate. You have to train yourself to keep your eyes where they belong so you maintain your accuracy.